Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Man, what a great way to start a day. Just figuring out at what speed you'd like to jump out of a car, man. These are the things
how
that you must consider.
Do you want to plummet from?
That's right. That's right. Wearing stolen glasses.
Well, would you jump on the ice rink?
No, never.
No ice rink.
Not once. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, I'm Reginald Natitude. That's Figgy Fig. Let's get going because the Astros, they do it again. A one-run victory, as only the Astros can. And, of course, it happens because of the person that we all anticipated winning a game for the Astros. This man right here, Cooper Hummel.
In the air, center field. Rojas going back near the wall. That ball's gone! Cooper Hummel! 1-0 Astros! Breaks the pitcher's duel here in the eighth.
How about it, Cooper Hummel? Got that oppo-type juice going the other way.
I mean, to be fair, that is a good point, Todd Collis, that, I mean, Framber Valdez probably helped a decent amount in this as well in the pitcher's duel. What did he go, 7? And 7 scoreless. Fantastic outing by both pitchers, to be completely honest. Ranger Suarez handled his own, too. Cooper Hummel, though, the hero on the day, as we all anticipated. I texted you, and you seemed to not be not believe me.
I believe I sent you. No, I watched it. I watched the whole
game.
You
didn't believe me that this is something that I called a long time ago, that Cooper Hummel would be this guy? Yeah,
just as you expected. I believe the emoji was an eye roll, is what I said. Hooper Hummel. Who?
Oh, okay. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know how much I like it. But like, is this, and look, I have a friend that texts me all the time, and he's great about sports takes, but then he sprinkles it with just enough of like trolling that it gets under my skin. He's so good at it.
Are you talking about me?
No, not you.
Because I try to do that.
You try. There's some things you get me with, which is the stat thing. Yeah. The stat thing gets under my skin. But no, he likes hitting me with the, this is a team of destiny. He loves hitting me with that, especially on teams that you're like, okay, this is a team that's just not that good for what the circumstance is, even though they're doing something solid.
Yeah.
That doesn't fit the Astros. However, is Cooper Hummel and whoever else stepping up when necessary, unironically, is this some level of sign of a team of destiny type status for
is
the Astros?
Is this a
right
team
now?
Of destiny? We all
he definitely got momentum.
All right. we just going to start the day like this?
Let's start texting all this to Reggie. No. We all roll our eyes about the destiny thing, oftentimes. But I will say this, and this is where I landed with the Astros last night. There are always little things, that little elements that happen for a team that, quote, has destiny, right, is a team of destiny. One of those things is relative nobodies coming out of nowhere and doing things you did not expect. In fact, that's one of those criterion that I often list for winning a championship. You know, criterion is singular.
Yes, I know. You knew exactly what I was smiling about then. I appreciate you getting that correct.
We've done it a couple of times. Like, you have to have the stars, you know, do their deal. Some players play above their head. And you have to have relative nobodies produce. The Astros have relative, certainly last night, but overall, they have relative nobodies. And again, putting all the respect that we possibly can on their names because they're in the major leagues. But they have guys that... What, 90% of Astros fans didn't even know who they were before the season? They have guys doing that. I mean, Mauricio Dubon does not fall into this category.
He's
he's a gold glove. He's a gold glove utility player. But he's doing things even above. He fits that other category, you know, above what you expected, because he's playing terrific defense. Had another great play last night on what would have been an easy single, but if anyone else,
100%.
I won't mention any names. Was playing second base,
but that was a hard hit ball too.
Really hard. I think the way that he 100 plus, I believe.
Like I was impressed like instantly. Mm-hmm. I was like, "Yo, the way that he snagged that and obviously got that over to first base."
Yeah.
He was the best infielder on the day, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he's been that, and he's been swinging the bat pretty well too. But how about Bennett Sousa? You know, out of the pen, he's been producing here and there and making plays. How about Luis Guillorme? You know, with the play he made last week.
You're not going Guillorme?
Is it Guillorme? I thought it was Guillorme.
I feel like with the Spanish background and everything.
Guillorme is how you're supposed to pronounce it. Yeah, but I
so why'd you go Guillorme?
I mix and match. Have you noticed that?
I have noticed.
He's part-time Hispanic.
I mix and match.
Clock in and clock out?
Yeah.
It's a mood. It's a mood.
Like a caller said years ago, he only do it when it's convenient for him.
Wow. Now you got to break it out for Guillorme, bro. He got a big
and
beard.
And by convenient, I mean appropriate. I put some juice on it always when I'm talking to another Hispanic person. And sometimes,
oh, so I don't get the love?
And sometimes when I'm not. And sometimes
when it's convenient for him.
So 700 plus days of Duolingo not going to get no love here. Right, I see how it is.
So you got guys, you know, that are doing things you didn't even know these dudes. So that's an ingredient, man. They have that ingredient. Now, some of the other things are not going so well, and we'll get to that in a little bit about injury reports and updates and all that.
Yeah, but before we do that, let's kind of bask in this because the 832 kind of alluded to something you're talking about here. They said that the J.J. Mladenovic hit a home run against Gerrit Cole like 3 years ago, and that's what it reminded them of.
Mm-hmm.
Who are those kind of indicators of a team of destiny, those guys that step up as a, you know, just a will-to-win type team? Remember Joe Espada, I think this weekend, said that this team just knows how to win.
Yeah.
And these are the types of performances from guys that you may not even look at that you think of. Who historically do you kind of think of when you think of that type of player for the Astros?
For the Astros? Well, I mean, some of the guys that became legendary names. But
right.
Before it happened, you know, a lot of guys, you know, I'm trying to think of, like, particular ones. Well, obviously, Charlie Morton. Would
yeah,
be one.
For sure. Still going.
Yeah,
still out here kicking.
But it happens. Steven Okert on this team. I mean, there are players that you wouldn't have known otherwise that have been stepping up, and you need that ingredient.
For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. And what's crazy is in the true, I guess, connection point between seeing a guy like Cooper Hummel come out and do that and talking about those guys that deserve to be celebrated for showing up in that way. Mm-hmm. One of those guys that's done that this season, Sean Dubin, goes to the IL. Like you sustain another injury for a guy like that who has been very vital in your pen to help you eat innings and then obviously help you close out games at times. He's going to the 15-day IL, and that was one of the like inherent negatives.
What they call it?
Forearm soreness or forearm?
Forearm
tightness?
Soreness. How about that?
Which I mean, look.
So he's done.
I was not going to say it specifically like that. However, it's reckless to say that inherently. However, within the reckless speculation, that's a Tommy John way to happen.
Forearm strain.
Strain. Thank you. Apologies.
Well, that's even worse.
Like we're
yeah. Soreness is bad. Forearm strain is worse.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is. Yeah. It is. Like, and it just feels like, hey, man, as much as you keep churning out performance, what continues to happen here is that guys are going down. And I don't know, how confident do you feel that the Astros will be able to, like, bridge this gap? Because you are getting, as you mentioned, and the Astros have taken to giving us just, like, a full trainer's room section of the notes, letting us know that Eric Geddy went to Florida last week. He's building up his game, or building up, rather, two-game action. J.P. France, 26 pitch live BP. this past Friday. So you had that. Christian Javier is working on his way back. He threw a live BP. Luis Garcia threw a live BP as well yesterday. Lance McCullers Jr. been playing catch, threw off a mound for the first time. And then I guess maybe the one that you probably care about the most, Yordan Alvarez, began swinging a bat off of a tee.
Hitting off a tee.
Over the weekend.
That's another code phrase that they like to use. Wasn't he hitting off a tee a month ago?
Yeah, but that was before they found out that it was a injury, like he had the broken hand.
Yeah.
So then they had to stop him from hitting off a tee. So this is him returning to that space.
To hitting off a tee.
Yeah, we back. We back up, right? Like, put the word out. I want you to put the word out. We back up.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, like, you're getting this, and all of this is kind of nebulous. I don't know that they're making their way back. But the Astros continue to do this. They continue to find ways to win. And did you notice another one-run game?
Mm-hmm.
Another one-run victory. The Astros get this 16-7 in one-run games. And, I mean, by far, that's the most impressive one-run game record in all of baseball. I think, like, there's teams that have won more, but they've also lost a lot, right? Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the San Francisco Giants, a 19-15 record in one-run games. And, I mean, maybe you can look at the Phillies, who are 14-9, but that doesn't compare in the same way. Like, it's just the Angels are close at a 16-8 in one-run games, but it's just like this team finds ways to win. And is there anything in particular you could point to that would get the Astros to this place? Because I don't think there's one thing particular besides the idea that they just find ways to win.
Yeah, and you also asked the question, you know, about what's the confidence level that I have? I do have confidence because of what all these things that the Astros, Espada said, you know, this team just knows how to win, the one-run game thing. The just when you think they're not hitting, and by the way, we called it. We thought, you know, this series against the Phillies and the ensuing series against the Cubs, they have to be able to hit. They didn't hit a lot. I mean, Ranger Suarez was everything I thought he would be and more. I mean, he was on it. But so was Fromber.
Yeah.
Fromber in his last nine starts, and we've asked this question, can we do away with the bad Fromber, good Fromber?
Yes.
I think we can.
100%.
Last nine starts, 1.89 ERA. In his last nine starts. That'll do it.
Yeah.
So the combination of pitching and starting pitching and guys stepping up, that's the answer to your question. Like, you know, can they continue to do it?
Watching that game, because you mentioned Ranger Suarez, who was the losing pitcher through no fault of his own, really. 2.08 ERA over the season for him. It's a sub-1 ERA on the road.
Yeah.
Like, coming into the game, I think it was a 0.88 ERA on the road for him. How much do you, if you had to give me a percentage on the reasons why the Astros did not hit yesterday, how much do you think is just like lackadaisical hitting, and how much of that do you just
that was
tip your hat?
That was tip your cap. It didn't overpower you throwing 90, 91 fastball, but just moving everywhere, hitting the spots. Got lucky on a couple of shots that were barely fouled, but nevertheless.
Yeah, there was a number of those.
Yeah, but nevertheless, pitched. I would tip my cap there. And just as a side note, did y'all notice this if you're watching the game? Just an observation. Todd Callis.
Do we need to play the OG's game notes? Do we need that?
Todd Callis said that Ranger Suarez, quote, has a no-hitter in the sixth inning.
Heady play.
He said
to deploy the broadcast.
And yet he won't say it when an Astros pitcher.
Well, yeah, of course. This is the home team. He on the payroll, baby.
Get out of here.
That's what you're supposed to do. Good defense. That's broadcaster defense. What is the broadcaster defense stat? I need to find that, because we know Craig Ackerman's got good free throw defense.
So you can broadcast. Say it. It's capable. You're capable of saying it.
What?
That he has a no-hitter.
Sure. When you're trying to make the other team miss. When you're trying to make the other team give
so
him a
So are run? You on the fence of him not saying anything if it was the Astros on the broadcast?
I'm not on the fence. He needs to.
Yeah, don't say it.
He got the job, and Todd knows this. I've said it multiple times. Your job as an announcer is to call the game and all the highlights in that game, whether it's your pitcher or the opposing pitcher.
And it's also worth noting, though, that I do also want you to give me some level of indication of things that you might miss. And, of course, a no-hitter is maybe not like something that you're going to miss.
But you're in and out a lot, especially on TV.
You could miss it, though, because, like I said, it could be on in the background. And if they're not saying anything, you might not even realize it's a no-hitter.
Exactly.
Right. So I think more often than not, let me know. The only thing is, if it's the home team, you know, baseball, we got the superstitions that I think baseball is one of those sports that leans into even heavier than others. So, you know, respect the game in that way and maybe find a creative way to let me know that, hey, man, ain't nobody gotten a hit in this one.
Mm-hmm. I just wonder how far do it go? Like, are the reporters there and the journalism
people
there?
No, they tweeted out.
Do they? Yeah. Like, is that bad?
No, they're doing their job. And they're either jinxing or
like,
not
are
jinxing.
We in the press box being quiet and not mentioning it?
No, I mean,
I just wonder how far do this go?
You hear it in hushed tones. You know how far it goes? As far as we need it for the circumstance that we have,
as
right?
As far as the payroll goes.
Do we need to blame somebody for this happening? Well, then we'll pull it up there, maybe even tongue in cheek and be like, you're the one who jinxed it. Question though, are you a person that and maybe this should have been my confession, but it's all good. I'll deploy it here. Are you a person that roots for a no-hitter once it gets close, even if it's not your team? And if so,
it depends on the score.
At what point do you
like
turn?
Last night? I was not, because it was 0-0.
Okay, fair enough. So if it's hey, you know,
if they're up 3-0 or 5-0 or something,
you start rooting for the no hitter.
I start rooting for the no hitter.
At what point though? At what point does it feel comfortable turning away room from ruining your team?
7th or 8th.
Okay,
yeah,
that's. I think that feels fair.
Yeah,
let us know how you feel. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Also, appreciation to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers live stream. Both on the YouTube page and on Twitch, getting involved with the program all day long. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, Draymond Green jumped on the Pivot podcast. And could this possibly be the reason why this series went 7? And also a level of praise for some bigs on the Rockets. Let's talk about all that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.